You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Vic Carucci with you from Indianapolis. And Jim Donovan, who is sitting in for Nathan Zagura, is coming from the Dog Bowl in Berea. We are doing a Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford, a very rapid addition to this. Yeah. I mean, it seems like,
hey, man, Vic, comments by Mike Mayock before the last commercial about the quarterback thing and how the weather figures into this thing.
Yes.
And, you know, Tony Grossi always talked to me about that, how he felt that, you know, Brady Quinn did not have the arm to throw through the wind here. Colt McCoy did not have the arm to throw through the wind here. Flacco does. Big Ben does. It looks like Dalton does. But it really is something. Mike touched on something that, you know, you have to figure where you play.
Yes.
You really do, Vic. You're right. He's right about that.
Jim, it's huge. And I go back to a conversation I had when Cam Cameron was the offensive coordinator for the Ravens.
Right.
And I was there on assignment for NFL.com in Baltimore doing a piece on on Joe Flacco's first mini camp as a rookie. And we were talking about Flacco, and he said pretty much the same discussion. He said, look at our division. Look at the AFC North. Now, at the time, so he's saying you got Flacco here, big guy. You have, at the time, Carson Palmer was
big
in
guy.
Cincinnati.
Big guy.
Throw a big Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. And at the time, D.A., Derek Anderson, was with the Browns.
Yeah, and he was
big guy. So he was just kind of using that physical prototype, saying that each team, he says, if you're going to play quarterback in this division, you better have the size and the strength to do that. That plays into what Bortles is. It can't be the only reason. You better have talent to play quarterback.
Sure.
And there's the moral of the story with a Derek Anderson. And we still don't know about Dalton in Cincinnati, but you better be able to play besides just be strong and be classic in your physique to fill that position. But I do think it factors into the thinking when you look at the smallish frame of a Teddy Bridgewater, when you look at the smallish frame of Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Now, on the back end of that, Vic, Kyle Shanahan certainly walks away from the Washington situation, having worked with RG3 for 2 years. And when he came out of Baylor and really kind of custom fitting what he did into the Redskins offense, almost really inventing that East Coast offense that they called in Washington. Do you think a guy now, does that make him more open-armed and, you know, agreeable to taking a longer look at a guy like Manziel, knowing that he worked with a guy like Robert Griffin III?
Well, considering how poorly that relationship went.
For other reasons.
And what a disaster, a disaster it really proved to be, because, I mean, if that works out differently, he's still there with his dad, maybe being primed to be the next head coach of the Redskins, replacing his father. Who knows? That thing went south. It
Fast.
Went south on a bad relationship, and part of the bad relationship had to do with some level of disagreement over how to use the guy, right? How to figure out the best way to use him or not use him, exposure to injury, and everything went down to it. So I'm not saying that Kyle necessarily proved that he didn't have the acumen to figure out right ways to use a guy, because, like you said, in his rookie year, he found better ways, but that had a short shelf life. I think he's learned from that, and maybe those lessons could be applicable to working with an improviser like Manziel.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Jim.
Interesting then what Mayock said about Johnny Manziel. When he said, hey, listen, it doesn't really matter, Cleveland, Seattle, wherever he goes, he's going to be what he is.
Yeah,
you have to live with that.
Right, you do have to live with
that. You have to be ready to live with that.
And this is what he said, too. He said, Manziel is special, but different from other quarterbacks I've evaluated. Here's what he had to say.
I do believe that he's got the arm strength, the athletic ability, the passion for the game. At the end of the day, he's different than any quarterback I've done before. He's different than RG3. He's different than Cam Newton. He's different than Andrew Luck. And he's different than Russell Wilson. But I believe in the kid. I think he's going to be a top 10, if not a top 5 pick. But you're going to have to live with some of those negative plays in addition to the positive ones.
Yeah, that's a lot to live with, especially if he's a fourth overall pick. And this is what he was asked: if you're not in love with a quarterback in your drafting spot, do you make a deal to trade down?
Because none of these guys are Andrew Luck. None of these guys are Peyton Manning. None of these guys, you just sit there and go, oh, yeah, it's a slam dunk. This is an easy one. So if you're concerned about all three of those quarterbacks, then I think it becomes the next question is, okay, who is the best position player in this draft? How does that fit up with our needs? And if somebody wants to come and trade with us, we ought to be wide open for business.
Yeah, see, I think that's, you know, that's interesting. And I think it's conceivable, Jim.
What if Houston traded up?
And you're saying, and then the Browns traded
way
to there?
I mean, the whole draft, if you can get ready for the draft, Vic, and it can blow apart on you.
With one trade.
We were sitting 25 minutes before the draft started, and the Browns traded up to get that pick, you know, for Trent Richardson. I mean, really, right. You know, it can become chaotic. I'm not a big fan of the trading out of these picks. And I think the Browns have enough needs that they, if they're not, I am with him on, if you're not in love with the quarterback, don't go with him at that pick. But I think the Browns have enough needs in other areas that they should go get a pick, you know, make a pick with another player that's going to help them.
Let's hear what you have to say. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Ron in New Mexico is with us now. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Vic. How you doing?
Good.
Good, bud.
Hey, first of all, I don't think there's anybody I've seen that's worth trading up. And I'm glad Lombardi is gone, because I think they would have been tempted to trade up for Mansell. Secondly, I'm not sure there's a quarterback that's worth that number four spot. And the fourth pick has to be an impact player. And unless they trade down, I would even consider somebody like Khalil Mack. The reason being, there's plenty of very good receivers you can get in the first 30 picks. I'd love to see Khalil Mack. I'd love to see, Kelvin Benjamin from Florida at number 26, or Allen Robinson. There's plenty of good players that they can get that will make an impact next year. And maybe they can find an Andy Dalton in the second or third round somewhere. Just a thought.
I mean, that's where the Bengals found him.
Yeah.
You know, they found him in the second round, and, of course, now the big story will be going into this draft. Hey, look at where Pete Carroll found Russell Wilson. If the draft is as bountiful as everyone forecasts that it is, I would agree with you about what you're saying.
History tends to tell us this. When a head coach has a particular rooted background, in the case of Mike Pettine, it's defense, and if he's got some significant say in what you're doing in the draft room, And I would go dare say that Rob Chudzinski did not, with an offensive background for the Browns, even though he did not as an offensive guy in his first year. And I don't think there was much consultation with him at all when this team went down the road of Barkevious Mingo, outside linebacker at 6 overall. But I think there's going to be a change, and especially with the structural change, the dramatic structural change will do the following. Terry Pluto said earlier, you can't predict necessarily what you're going to get from Ray Farmer or Mike Pettine, because we don't know. They're new to what they're doing. But I think Mike Pettine, it's important to him to have a voice that's heard. That is why when he set his deal up with the Browns, he set up a direct report to the owner. And that's a big deal. That's not to be overlooked and said, well, it's just an org chart thing. No. It was important that Pettine had that. And I think Pettine's voice is going to be heard. And I bring that up relative to what the caller said about Khalil Mack, the linebacker from the University of Buffalo, is that you may hear more of the, look, we're going to instill this toughness. We're going to instill this thing. And in our player ratings, a linebacker, a defensive player is, and that doesn't necessarily have to be Mack, but is somebody rated higher than any quarterback, than any wide receiver out there. I want that defensive player, and I think he's going to do the pounding the fist on the table to try to make that happen, or at least hopefully get in concert with Ray Farmer to come to that collaborative thought. I really think that's possible, Jim.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we're also you know, transformed right now and fixated on the Browns adding playmakers. And I know that you make plays on the other side of the ball, too. You make a living on the other side of the ball. Yeah. You make plays there. That I think we're so fixed right now on offense that we're thinking that way. But you're right. I mean, you know, there's got to be, and I'm sure there is going to be, a lot of dialogue between these two guys about, here's what I need. All right, here's how I can get that player for you. That works. It's not complicated.
Nope, no doubt about that. All right, we've got more to talk about on that topic. Want to hear from you at 216-578-0850. Want your tweets at Browns_daily. We'll have it all for you. Vic and Jim coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.